Continuing the laws of Kriya Shema, the next chapter discusses what happens in a situation where a person just doesn't remember if you said it. Savik im kor Kriya Shema, you don't remember if you said the Shema. So the halach is chozer v'kore. You have to make sure to say it again, assuming that you did say it the first time. And the significance of why this is the case, in a case of a doubt that we should repeat the Shema, is brought down in the words of the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Atam dekaimulon kriya shema deraisa. We hold, halakhically speaking, that when it comes to reciting the Shema, it's a Torah-based obligation. How do we find a pasuk which supports the Torah obligation? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Dog the chsiv, it's written after all, v'dibar tabam, b'shiv decha b'vesecha, etc. It says that you're supposed to speak in it, when you're sitting down in your home, and it continues other places as well. So we say that Kaya Parsha Zu Gufa Shechayev Ladaberbo B'Shashchiva V'Amida. It's telling us that this particular section of the Torah must be recited at those particular times of the day, B'Shach B'Chav Kamecha, when you're lying down, which we interpret as the evening. V'Amida, which is Kamecha, when a person gets up, was during the day, in the morning. So therefore, the Torah specifically tells us the obligation of reciting the Shema. L'fikach, therefore, im stapek im kara olav, in a situation where I'm not sure, did I say the Shema? Did I not say it? Therefore, what should a person do? Says the Mechaber correctly, chayv lachsav likros kichol sveik deraisa. A person has the obligation to recite the Shema like any other time when a person is in doubt by a suffik deraisa, a Torah obligation. However, the Mechaber does tell us that avo im yodeya shikara, you know that you said the Shema. That I remember. At least I can remember that far back. Ella shemesubik im berach lefanele achareha. I can't remember. Did I skip a bracha? Did I skip the bracha of the Shema before it? The brachos immediately after the Shema. Can't remember. Did I say those brachos? So the halacha is ein chozer b'varach. In that case, you would not say the bracha, based on the same idea that when it comes to a suffik brachos, a doubt whether a bracha was recited, we go lekula. We do not want you to say that bracha again, because this potential possibility that it's a bracha shein tzricha, it's a bracha which is not necessary because you recited it before, and therefore, in the case of that doubt, you would not recite the brachos. Moving on to the next siman, discusses the laws of mihim hapaturei mikriya shema, who does not have to recite the Shema. So perhaps maybe we'll fall under one of these categories and we don't have to say it. So let's see. So it tells us, first of all, nashim, also avadim, nashim paturin mikriya shema. Women do not have an obligation to recite the Shema. Why? Mivnei shehi mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So we just established there's a pasuk which tells us there's an obligation, a positive commandment to do something. And it doesn't just tell us we can do it at any time, but rather it's specific points in the day. Shach b'chav kamecha. At night, in the morning. And therefore, because of this, it's considered to me a zman grama. It's a mitzvah which is bound by time. And the general principle, which there are exceptions to this rule, that when it comes to mitzvah sasesha, zman grama, positive mitzvahs which are bound by time, nashim paturos, women do not have the obligation to do those mitzvahs. V'nachon hu lamdam, but still a good thing that we should educate those people, in this example, women, that they should still accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven. And therefore, there's nothing wrong, of course, in reciting the Kriya Shema. It's just their pata that they do not have to say it. However, to be able to teach them to do so is certainly an admirable thing to accept upon themselves. And the Rama on this continues and says, Vayikru'u l'pachos pasuk rishon. That for them, if women do not wish to recite the whole Kriya Shema, all three paragraphs in its entirety, at least they should say the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Shem Akin, Shem Echad, which of course is the most important aspect of the Shema. Also, in it is this idea of accepting upon ourselves Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it says that women are exempt from the mitzvah of the Shema, now the mitzvah is a Torah obligation. Perhaps rabbinically, there's an obligation for them to do it anyway. The Mishnah Berurah says no. They're a filum in the Rabbanon, quoting the words of the Bach, as well as the Lech Mishnah and the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, that there's not even a rabbinical obligation for women to recite the Shema. Because once they're exempt, because it's a positive mitzvah bound by time, they do not even have a rabbinical obligation to say it. Now, it says in the Mishnah Berurah that with regard to these to women not having to say the Shema, it's Peturos Gamkein Mibrachos Kriya Shema. It's not only referring to the Shema itself, but also the Brachos which immediately preceded and after the Shema, they also do not have to say. Why? De'eshelhem Gamkein Zman Kavua. Because it's the same concept. Because it's something which is set, specific times in the day, and women do not have, for various reasons, which is beyond the scope of our discussion, do not have the obligation to do such mitzvahs. Moving on to the next piece of the Shulchan Aruch, he says that another group which is pater, exempt from having to recite the Shema, are ketanim, children. Ketanim, paturin, little children, or children, doesn't define what are ketanim, we're going to see that right now, they do not have to recite the Shema. Now there's a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether or not this applies to all ketanim, or perhaps only children who are extremely young. So the Mechaber brings down this dispute. It says, Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, the only time children do not have an obligation of saying the Shema is kishelo hegi l'chinuch, when they did not yet reach the age of being mechanech, to be mechanech, these children, to educate them. And it's brought down what time, what exactly is that age, that they reach this age of chinuch. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that that's specifically referring to kibar shis, kibar sheva, a child who is 6 or 7, approximately at that age. You know, a child who is not yet 6 years old, that child does not yet have the understanding, the ability to say the Shema, and they don't have the obligation to educate them at that level either. However, says the Rabbeinu Tam, that once a child has reached this age of 6 or possibly 7, then they do have an obligation to say the Shema because of chinuch. However, Rashi, if you want to hold like Rashi, which I wouldn't tell little kids this next line, afil hagil chinuch, that even a child who has reached this age still does not have an obligation to say the Shema. So that's the dispute between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now what's the reason why not? It's not the worst thing in the world to teach a kid, according to Rashi, who's 10 years old, to say the Shema. Why is that such a terrible thing? So he says there's logic behind it. Mipnei she'enu matzoi etzlo bizman kriya Shema ba'erev, v'yoshin hu baboker. Because it's not just that it's a nice thing to say, but it has to be said at the right time. And when is the right time? It has to be said in the evening, and let's say during the summer, when the earliest possible time to say the Shema, to fulfill the mitzvah, after the stars have come out, it's already past a lot of little kids' bedtimes. So they're not able to fulfill the mitzvah at certain points of the year. And also in the morning, because they may be getting up later, they also won't have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah by Sov Zman Kriya Shema. So therefore, Rashi says, because it's just not a practical thing that children aren't really capable to accept upon themselves this mitzvah, even after they have reached the technical ages of chinuch, of 6 and 7, therefore it's not an obligation. However, the Mechaber concludes and says, V'roi linhog k'Rabbeinu Tam, that if one is able to do so, they should at least teach their children to start saying the Shema once they've reached the age of 6, which is like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which means it's not necessary to do so. However, if a person is able to accept upon themselves the stringency upon their children that they should start saying the Shema at that age, that's certainly a better thing to do, to accept this obligation. However, as we're going to just conclude with this last line of the Mishnah Berurah, there's much to discuss about this topic. He says, "Ach b'tfilah," this concept, this dispute between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi with regard to Shema, also apply to the tefillah, to the Shemona Esrei? No. "Ach b'tfilah l'kuli alma chayiv," when it comes to the obligation of saying the Shema, im hegil l'chinuch, once the child is 6 and 7 years old, we already should start teaching them to daven. And the logical reason behind that is perhaps the same reason which is brought down in the Gemara in Brachos with regard to women who do also have some type of an obligation to recite the Shemona Esrei, to daven, is because it's rachamin inhu. It's something which is asking for compassion, and it's not just something which men have to ask for rachamim. Women also, and certainly even little children, also katanim as well.